I'm Dr. Shirley P. O'Brien, and I am a foundation professor here at Eastern Kentucky University. I teach in the Department of Occupational Science and Occupational Therapy, and I am also the coordinator of our Faculty Innovator Program here at Eastern Kentucky University.
What are some of your observations? You've been here a long time. You've taught millennials as well. What are your observations about this class, Gen Z?
Gen Zs are very engaged. They want to know that you care about them. They want to know that you really have meaning behind what you do. They just don't like to do activities to do activities. So when we talk about learning activities in class, they get very upset when it's busy work. So we have to be very purposeful and deliberate and intentional in what the way we construct it and then explain it back to them. I think the other thing that really noticing about Gen Zs is they're connected all the time. And by being connected, they talk more in text speak so that their writing skills are not as adept as previous generations. Their reading skills, again, are not as adept as previous generations. They're more, let's skim the surface, let me try to get the big picture, and then I'm moving on.
How do you imagine this group will contribute to society? And again, that's sort of a blanket statement. But do you have a thought about when I say that, what comes to your mind?
Unlike the millennials were always looking to move jobs and move careers around. You know, like they would try something till they were happy and then move on. I see the Generation Zs looking for, again, the stability. I see them looking for using their skills to make a difference. The advocacy and make a difference is what I'm seeing with this population, but with a more caring attitude.
Maybe let's wrap up with some strength or the strengths they have and maybe some of their challenges.
I think the strengths that they have are that they're engaged, they're caring, and they want to learn. They want to be a part of something bigger than themselves, and I think that's the fun part as a university professor. The challenges of this population is some of their soft skills, manners, really understanding the importance of eye contact because they're used to texting. If you're going to work in healthcare, you've got to be able to make eye contact with your clients right away from the start. You can't be looking at your phone all the time. So I think learning to set parameters around some of those behaviors are probably one of the things I would say are challenges for the population.
I am Dr. Beth Polin, B-E-T-H-P-O-L-I-N. I am an assistant professor of management here at Eastern Kentucky University.
So eventually, as in now, you all have gotten together and said, we are noticing some things.
Yes.
And part of it sounds like it has to do with technology. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Yes. The Gen Zs have never known a world without technology. And so how do we incorporate technology? How do we use technology in the classroom that benefits the student while still maintaining some what I call non-negotiables of quality that may or may not have to do with technology in the classroom?
What are some of the non-negotiables?
I have a few non-negotiables when it does come to technology because I understand the research behind technology in the classroom. There is a great deal of research on one hand that says we can engage students, we can get them more interested in the material. We know that Gen Z does have shorter attention spans than previous generations, and so technology can assist with this engagement and this participation in students. With that said, we also recognize, and the research has recognized, that, for example, taking notes on a computer is much more detrimental to learning, and it does not help us learn as much as taking notes by hand. So one of the non-negotiables I have in my classroom is we get a notebook and we get a pencil, and that's how we take notes. So I do not allow computers in my classroom for note-taking and for regular days. We do have specific activities that will run that we need computers certain days in class. In those days, yes, of course, students can bring their phones, they can bring their computers, but then we have other days where it's just going to be me and the students and our notebooks, and we're going to talk and we're going to discuss and we're going to think and we're going to debate. And that is a powerful learning tool. It may sound old-fashioned, but the research shows and my anecdotal evidence shows that it does work in helping students to learn.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about the technology that you're aware that Gen Zers are adept at, and just, you know, maybe list some of those things and some of the things as a faculty member you've selected to use because you know it will be helpful to them as a group.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, one of my non-negotiables is certain days when we don't use computers or we don't have cell phones out. But students also like to have the days when they do get to have their computers or they do get to have their cell phones out. So one type of technology that students enjoy are the apps that allow us to do instant polling in class and provide instant feedback. So whereas a few years ago, this was the clicker model where we actually handed out clickers to all the students. Now it's just an app they download on their phone. So they enjoy that. I can offer a question, give them 30 seconds to answer, immediately put the feedback up on the screen at the front of the classroom. We can discuss it. We can learn from it. We can watch trends. We can understand how people think, how people feel, so that we can predict how they might act, which is important in business. So that's one type of technology that students really enjoy in the classroom. Another one is the online simulations. Students thoroughly enjoy the online simulations. It gives them an opportunity to engage with technology while also learning and problem solving and facing real world events and real world situations. And they appreciate that. Going back to the foundations of Gen Z wants to know how what they are learning directly connects to what they're going to do on the job. Online simulations allow us, it's one of many tools we have that allows us to put students in those real world situations and have them problem solve. We also know that social media is popular with students. And while I don't use social media in my classroom, we definitely talk about it. In business, a big issue is, should top managers at companies be engaged in social media from a professional standpoint? There are many examples in business where this has gotten top managers in quite a bit of trouble. But yet, it is a good way to maintain a presence to employees, to customers, that we didn't have 20 years ago. So should we capitalize? Should top managers capitalize on social media and use it, understanding the risks that it can get them in trouble too?